الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال الله تعالى إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام حب اللغة العربية لثلاث لأني عربي والقرآن عربي وكلام أهل الجنة عربي وقال سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه تعلموا العربية فإنها من دينكم وتعلموا الفرائض فإنها من دينكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم to Marka Sohaba online the voice of the أهل السنة والجماعة to another edition of تعلم العربية learn the Arabic language الحمد لله last week we covered two prepositions, fi, which means in, and ala, which means on. The important thing to note about these prepositions is that when these prepositions come before a noun, then the last letter of the noun must have a kasra and not a dhamma. Example, we say al-kitabu. The book. If I want to say in the book, I'll say fil kitabi, not fil kitabu. It is totally wrong to say fil kitabu. We must say fil kitabi, in the book. I'll say al maktabu, the desk. Now I want to say on the desk. I say al al maktabi, on the desk. It would be totally wrong to say alal maktabu. Al kitabu alal maktabi. The book is on the desk. Al qalamu alal maktabi. The pen is on the desk. Ar rajalu fil masjidi. The man is in the mosque. Al mudarrisu fil madrasati, the teacher is in the school. So we learn these two prepositions. There are many, many other prepositions which insha'Allah we will learn as the lessons proceed. Now, if these nouns do not have an alif lam, example, kitabun, a book. I want to say in a book, fi kitabin. You can't say fi kitabun, and you can't say, you have to say fi kitabin, in a book. I want to say, let's take the word kursiyun, a chair. I want to say on a chair. Ala kursiyin, on a chair. On a desk, ala maktabin. On a desk. Now, today's lesson is going to revolve around what we call in Arabic munsarifun. Munsarifun are words that in English you would say triptotes. Now, what does this mean? It means words that we can write all three vowel signs on the last letter. We can write a fatha on the last letter. We can write a kasra or Dhamma, and this applies also to Dhammatain, Kasratain, and Fathatain. These words are munsarifun because the last letter of the word accepts all three signs. Then there are words that are what we call diptotes. that will only accept two signs, a Dhamma or a Fatha. Now, among these words that would only accept two signs, firstly, we will learn about all words or names, female names, that ends with Atta'ul Marbuta. Now, we did discuss what Atta'ul Marbuta is. The ordinary ta resembles the ba and the tha. Atta'ul Marbuta is when we take the two ends of the ta and we join them together. Then it could form a circle and we put two dots. So it's that small ta. And sometimes it appears like a little triangle. That is also Atta'ul Marbuta. Now we'll find all feminine names, whether they end with this Atta'ul Marbuta or they do not, these names will never have a Tanween. Tanween means a double Dhamma or a double Fatha. Of course, these names won't take Kasra. So these names will never have a Tanween. Whereas masculine names will take a Tanween unless a masculine name ends with a ta marbuta, like Hudhayfatu. That's the name of a female, of a male. Talhatu. We don't say Talhatun and Hudhayfatun. And there are titles that are reserved particularly for males, but it ends with the ta marbuta. Now, let us do some examples. Let us do male names first. And you'll find all these male names, the last letter has a tanween, that is a dhamma tain, that is a double dhamma. Example, Muhammadun, Khalidun, Hamidun, Yasirun, Ammarun, Sa'idun, Aliyun, Abbasun. Now let us look at female names. You'll find that the female names do not end with a Dhamma Tain. It will just have a single Dhamma. Let's look at some examples. Now whether the name ends with that little Ta which we call Atta'ul Marbutatu, or whether it does not end with that, it will still only have a Dhamma and not a Dhamma Tain. Aminatu. We cannot say Aminatun. It would be wrong to say Aminatun. We say Aminatu. Zainabu. It would be wrong to say Zainabun. It is Zainabu. Fatimatu. Here also, it would be wrong to say Fatimatun. It is just Fatimatu. Maryamu. Maryamu. We cannot say Maryamun. It would be totally wrong. The reason being because these are names of females. So then any name of a female will not take a Dhamma Tain. We have to pronounce it with, in pronunciation we just say Amina, Fatima, Aisha. But when we're writing it, then we do not write a Dhamma Tain. We have to write just a single Dhamma. Another example is Aishatu. We cannot say Aishatun. Khadijatu. It would be wrong to say Khadijatun. Safiyatu. It would be wrong to say Safiyatun. Ruqiyatu. It would be wrong to say Ruqiyatu. So let's do a mix of male and female names. Hamidun. Yeah, you can say Hamidun. You can pronounce it with a Tanween. Although in spoken language we just say Hamid. But when we write it, we have to write a Tanween on the last letter. A double Dhamma. Hamidun. Zainabu. Aminatu. Ammarun. Sa'idun. Fatimatu. Maryamu, Aliyun, Khalidun, Abbasun, عائشة محمدٌ صفية خديجة. So you notice that all feminine names, the last letter was pronounced with just a Dhamma, while the masculine names, the last letter was pronounced with Dhammatin. Hamidun, Ammarun, Sa'idun, Aliyun, Khalidun, Abbasun, Muhammadun. Whereas with the feminine names, we said Zainabu, Aminatu, Fatimatu, Maryamu, Abbasu, Aishatu, Sofiyatu, Khadijatu. So, what we learned for today is that all feminine names must be written with a Dhamma only and not a Dhammatain. Whether the name ends with Atta'ul Marbutatu or it doesn't. Fatimatu ends with Atta'ul Marbutatu. Aishatu ends with Atta'ul Marbutatu. Zainabu does not end with Atta'ul Marbutatu. Maryamu does not end with Atta'ul Marbutatu, but because these are feminine names, we have to pronounce them only with a ta. Now let us go further. We are going to learn two more prepositions. We already learned fi and ala. Like we learned ar-rajulu fil gurfati, the man is in the house. Al-waladu fil masjidi, the boy is in the school. Al-mudarrisu fil madrasati, the teacher is in the school. Al-waladu fil masjidi is actually the boy is in the mosque. Then we learnt ala al-qalamu ala al-maktabi, the pen is on the desk. And we could say al-lihafu, the blanket. Al-lihafu ala sariri, the blanket is on the bed. The word lihafun means blanket. Now we are going to learn two more prepositions. The first being min, and min means from. And the second preposition is ila. Ila means to. Example, al-baytu, the house. Min al-bayti. Now, as you note, I am saying min al-bayti. The al-baytu is changed to bayti, al-bayti. The reason why it is changed to al-bayti is because it is preceded by this preposition called min, and we have learned that when a noun is preceded by a preposition, the last letter of the noun gets a kasra, which we say in Arabic, it becomes majroor. When a word ends with a kasra, we say the word is majroorun. When a word ends with a dhamma, we say the word is the marfu'un. So any word that ends with a dhamma is called al-marfu'u. And any word that ends with a kasra is called al-majruru. Now in English, when a word ends with a dhamma, they call it nominative. And when a word ends with a kasra, they call it genitive. But it is definitely more difficult to understand the English terms than the Arabic terms. All we don't have to know is when a word ends with a dhamma, it is al-marfu'u. And when a word ends with a kasra, it is al-majruru. So al-baytu, the house. Min al-bayti, from the house. Min al-bayti, from the house. Al-masjidu, the mosque. Ila al-masjidi, to the mosque. So we find again with ila. What happened to the word al-masjidu? As soon as we wrote ila in front of the word al-masjidu, it became al-masjidi. Ila al-masjidi, to the mosque. Now let us do a conversation where we use prepositions. We have a conversation between a teacher, the teacher whom in Arabic we call al-mudarrisu. The word al-mudarrisu means the teacher, and a student called Muhammadun. So the teacher asked the student, min aina anta, from where are you? Min aina anta, from where are you? And Muhammadun, the student, he replies, ana minal yabani, I am from Japan. So as you see here, he says minal yabani, from Japan. Al-yabani is a noun. Whether it's a proper noun or common noun, it makes no difference. But because the word min preceded it, is written before it, we say minal yabani. Ana minal yabani. I am from Japan. Now you could ask me, but why we say min aina? We're not saying min aini. And we just said that when a noun comes before, when a preposition is written before a noun, it must take kasra. The answer is that aina is not a noun. Aina is what we call an interrogative participle, a questioning participle, a participle we use to question somebody. Aina means where? Min aina. So aina is not a noun. Min aina, from where? Min aina anta, from where are you? So that was the question asked by the teacher, and Muhammad answered, ana minal yabani, I am from Japan. Ana means I. Minal yabani, from Japan. And as you note, it is minal yabani and not minal yabanu, because min is written before the word al yaban. Now, the teacher, al-mudarrisu, is questioning Muhammad about another student. He say, wa min aina ammarun. Wow means and, wa. And from where is Ammar? Wa min aina ammarun. And from where is Ammar? Muhammad answers, huwa. Huwa means he. Huwa minasini. He is from China. Huwa minasini. He is from China. Now you see, we don't say asinu. Now sin is China, and it begins with a sod, not with the sin. Sin. Huwa minasini. We cannot say minasinu. We have to say minasini, because the word seen means, seen is preceded by a preposition min. And because it is preceded by this preposition min, we have to say asini and not asinu. Now the teacher asked Muhammad about another student. First he asked him about himself, min aina anta, from where are you? And Muhammad answered, ana min al-yabani, I am from Japan. Then he asked Muhammad, wa min aina ammarun, and from where is Ammar? And Muhammad answered, he is from as-sini, huwa min as-sini, he is from China. Now the teacher, al-mudarrisu, he asks, wa min aina hamidun, and from where is Hamid? Muhammad answers, huwa, he is, minal hindi, from India. Huwa minal hindi, he is from India. So for India in Arabic we say al-hind, that is India. Huwa means he, min means from, Al-Hindi, India. You find there is no word for is. We don't use a word for is. Hua min al-Hindi, he is from India. Now the teacher inquires from Muhammad about the fourth student. Now he doesn't use min, he just asks, Aina Abbasun? Where is Abbas? Aina Abbasun? Where is Abbas? And Muhammad answers, Kharaja, means he exited, he left the class. Kharaja. Kharaja, he left the class. So, or he exited. Now, Al-Mudarris, the teacher asks, Aina Dhahaba, where did he go? That the word Dhahaba means he went. Where did he go? Of course, we can't say where did he went. Where did he go? Aina Dhahaba. Dhahaba. Where did he go? And Muhammad answers, Dhahaba ilal mudiri. He went. Now he says, he went. Ila, to. Al-mudiri, the principal. Dhahaba ilal mudiri. He went to the principal. The word al-mudir means principal. Dhahaba, he went. Ila means to. Al-mudiri, the principal. Now why do we say al-mudiri? Because the preposition ila is written before the word al-mudir. And if a preposition comes before a noun, take note I'm saying noun. When it comes before a noun, then the last letter of the noun must have a kasra, and such a word in Arabic we say is majrur. When a word ends with a kasra, we say that it is majrur. And in English, as I say, they say the word is genitive. Now the teacher asks Muhammad about another student. Where did he go? Wa aina dhahaba. Now dhahaba is a verb, not a noun. Kharaja is a verb, not a noun. And these prepositions will not come before verbs. Wa aina dhahaba aliyun. And where did Ali go? Wa aina dhahaba. Now this dhahaba is dhal, the dhal that comes after the dal. And the ha is not the ha that is guttural, it is the ha that comes from the end of the alphabets. Wow, ha, ya, that ha at the end. Dhahaba. Wa aina dhahaba aliyun. And where did Ali go? Wa aina dhahaba aliyun. And where did Ali go? Now, in English, we would say Ali first, then we would say go. Go is the verb. But in Arabic, we say Dhahaba first and then Ali. There are alternative options. As we go deeper into Arabic, we will learn these alternatives. Wa aina dhahaba aliyun? And where did Ali go? And Muhammad answers, Dhahaba Ali. Oh, he don't even have to say Ali. Dhahaba ilal mirhadi. Dhahaba means he went. He went ilal mirhadi, to the water closet, the loo, the bathroom, toilet, whatever we want to call it. He went dhahaba. Dhahaba, he went ilal mirhadi, to the toilet. Now you see the word al-mirhadi is ending with a kasra. It is ending with a kasra because it is preceded by the preposition ila. Ilal-mirhadi, to the toilet. Al-mirhad, the toilet. It ends with a dod. And that ha, mirhad, that is the guttural ha that's from the beginning of the alphabet. Jim ha. Al-mir. Mim ra ha dhab ilal mirhadi, to the toilet. ذهب إلى المرحاض. He went to the toilet. Now, we will do a little exercise. Ajib, answer. Anil as'ilatil atiyati. Now, what this means? Answer the following questions. Ajib, anil, ayn, anil, as'ilatil atiyati. Answer the following questions. The first question, min aina anta. Anta means you male. Min aina anta. From where are you? You could answer, ana. Ana, both male and female say ana for I. It's not like he and she are different words, and for you male we say anta, you female we say anti. But for I, both male and female use ana. Ana minal Hindi. I am from India. Ana minal Yabani. I am from China. Ana minasini. Ana minal Yabani. I am from Japan. Ana minasini. I am from China. The important thing is that one should know that these nouns that come after the preposition must have a kasra. Ana minal Yabani. Ana minas sini. I am from China. Ana minal Hindi. I am from India. Now let's look at the next question. A anta. There's two hamzas there. A anta. Are you minal Filippini? A anta minal Filippini. Are you from the Philippines? A anta minal Filippini. Al Filippin. You find the ba libbini. The ba got a shadda. A anta minal Filippini. Are you from the Philippines? If the person is from the Philippines, the person would answer, na'am. Yes. Ana minal Filippini. Yes, I am from the Philippines. If the person is not from the Philippines, the person would answer, la. Ana minal Hindi. No, I am from India. La. Ana minas Sini. No, I am from China. La. Ana minal Yabani. No, I am from Japan. So let's go to the third question. Man. Man means who. Man minas Sini. Who is from China? You could say, Muhammadun minas Sini. Muhammad is from China. Ammarun minas Sini. Ammar is from China. Khalidun minas Sini. Khalid is from China. Ana minas Sini. I am from China. The next question. Min aina. Min is from, aina is where. From where? Hamidun is Hamid. Min aina Hamidun. From where is Hamid? You can answer huwa. He is. Minal Filippini. He is from the Philippines. Huwa. Minal Yabani. He is from Japan. Huwa. Minasini. He is from China. Huwa. Minal Hindi. He is from India. You don't have to say Hamid Minasin. Hamid is from China. Hamidun minal Yaban. Hamid is from Japan. Although the question asks min aina Hamid. From where is Hamid? So you don't have to repeat the name Hamid. You just say huwa. He is. Our next question Aina dhahaba Abbasun? Where did Abbas go? Now here also in our answer, we don't have to mention the name Abbas. We just say, Dhahaba ilal mudiri. He went to the principal. Dhahaba ilal mirhadi. He went to the toilet. Dhahaba ilal madras ilal masjidi. He went to the mosque. Dhahaba ilal baiti. He went home. He went to the house. So ilal mudiri, ilal masjidi, ilal baiti, ilal mirhadi. We see all these words, the last letter got kasra. Adhahaba. Now here we're starting with ah. Ah means did. In this context, because we're using a past tense verb, we will translate just that letter ah into did. Adhahaba. Aliyun. Did Ali go? Ilal mudiri. Did Ali go to the principal? Naam. Dhahaba ilal mudiri. Yes, he went to the principal. Note, I don't have to repeat the name Ali. Naam. Dhahaba ilal mudiri. Yes, he went to the principal. If he didn't go, we say la. Dhahaba ilal mirhadi. No, he went to the toilet. Water closet, loo, bathroom, whatever you want to call it. La, dhahaba ilal masjidi. No, he went to the mosque. La, dhahaba ilal baiti. No, he went to the house. We have to terminate here now because our 30 minutes allocated for the session on learning Arabic has come to an end. Insha'Allah, we will continue with our next session next Friday at the same time. I will insha'Allah be online again for the program Tarweehun Nufus between 17 hours and 19:30. Until then, wa ma tawfiqi illa billahi wa bihi thiqatu wa alayhi tuqalan wa ilayhi unib wa ilayhi al-anab. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.